Blog Talk Radio.
He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we say thank you for this new day. Thank you for another service. Thank you for your people. Thank you, Father God, for this Father's Day season, Father, in which we remember and appreciate you for our daddies, Father, most of all for our Heavenly Father, because you are the Father above all fathers. You are even a father to the fathers. So we say thank you for being our Father. Father, thank you, thank you, thank you. So Lord, we commit this day into your hands. We commit our lives in your hands, this service into your hands, all things into your hands. We commit it, Father, right now, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, God. Have your way. Have your way, God. Hallelujah. You are the potter. We are the clay. Thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen. We want to give God some praise, glory, and honor for another day that the Lord has blessed us to see. Amen. And so we honor him and we say thank you, Jesus, for bringing us this far by faith. Glory. Welcome back to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. I am your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda of the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. And we're just blessing the Lord, amen, for this Father's Day weekend. Glory be to God. All of us have a father. All of us have a father. That's the only way you're going to enter into this world legally. And they're trying to, you know, come up with some other things to, you know, get around the father. But this, look, you still need, you need a male sperm. So even with all this stuff they're doing in the laboratories and the doctor's office to bring about life, beloved, that we can just cut through the rift. Okay, you need a man, you need a father. And so we want to, you know, say happy Father's Day, happy Father's Day. We want to celebrate our fathers on this service this morning. Glory be to God. And just give God appreciation. Some of us may have some good memories. Some of us may have some bad memories. Some of us may not have no memories at all. Amen. But God used somebody to get us here. And so we honor them, be it if they're dead or alive. Amen. And most of all, amen, we give honor to our Father. Amen. Our Heavenly Father. For he says, when our mother and father forsake us, then the Lord will take us up. Amen. And so we bless the name of Jesus. So we're going to open up the lines today, amen, and see if anyone wants to share any reflections and give any type of honor or tribute to their father. I just want to just read a couple verses that I found in the scripture, amen, pertaining to our fathers and what the Bible has to say. Ephesians 6:4, it says, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and the instructions of the Lord. Proverbs 1:8 says, hear, my son, your father's instruction, and forsake not your mother's teaching. 2 Corinthians 6:18, and I will be a father to you, and ye shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty. Psalms 103:13, as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. Proverbs 22:6, start children off the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. 2 Samuel 7:14, I will be a father to him, and he'll be a son to me. When he does wrong, I'll discipline him in the usual ways, the pitfalls and obstacles of this mortal life, but I'll never remove my gracious love from him. Proverbs 23:22 says, listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Proverbs 23:24, the father of a righteous child has great joy. A man who fathers a wise son rejoices in him. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, these are just many scriptures. I'll just share with you two more. Malachi 4:6, he will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so we want to thank God for all these beautiful scriptures on fatherhood. And now we honor our fathers. Amen. And so because we're working two platforms, this is how we are going to do it. Amen. If you on Blog Talk Radio and you have want to give tribute to your father, just hit the number one on your telephone. That'll put you in queue, and we'll know it's somebody that's there that wants to speak. And then we'll go over to Blog Radio, and I'll open up all the lines on Blog Radio. And then anybody that wants to say anything, there's no way for you to inform me on the conference line that you want to speak. So I'm going to have to open up the whole line. And then if you desire to share, amen, then you can just share. And everybody just take, you know, a couple minutes and, you know, we give a reflection on your father, and I'm sure the Lord will be pleased. Amen. So we're going to start over Blog Radio, and I'm just going to ping pong. I'm going to do Blog Radio, and then I'm going to come back and do the free conference. I'm going to go back and forth like that, so that way to be fair. Okay, so I do see a hand up on Blog Radio, so we're going to open that up first.
Good morning,
Minister Norwood. How are you?
I'm amazing. Thank you for asking. And yourself?
I'm exceedingly well. Bless the Lord. Thank you.
Amen. So good morning, everyone. So I do want to just do a reflection and be mindful of the time. So I definitely want to start with my Heavenly Father, Daddy. And I'm just so thankful for that scripture that says, if your mother and father forsake you, that he will never, ever, ever leave you. And yes, my mother, I know she loved us, but she left us. My twin sister and I, she died when we were in seventh grade. And my daddy, he was there. He got out of prison. And I would tell people he came back home and he laid down with my mother, and he could because he was still married to her, but as quickly as he laid down with her, he left us. And so, yes, I didn't get to know my father, my biological father, just periodically spotty throughout my childhood. And when I came home from college, I sought him out and we met, and he still wasn't prepared for a relationship. Then years later, when I was married to Jerome, so that he took a fall, and I reached out to him and started the relationship. And the Bible, God's word is true. He said our whole household can be one to Christ. And so my father was a Muslim, and spoke Arabic, wrote Arabic, taught it. He was entrenched in it, but he knew the Lord. And the Lord used me to lead my father to the Lord before he died. So not only was he my father, but he was my brother in the Lord. And I am so happy that when it's all said and done, I will see my father, my biological father, again in paradise. Hallelujah. And then I got a bonus dad. because I went into foster care, and God watches over us when we pray for the little children. God watches over us, and so I got a bonus mom and dad, and my foster father. He was an awesome man of God, a good example of fatherhood, and taught my sister and I how we should be treated by a man. And he was a no-nonsense guy. People knew you just don't do Dr. Carter's daughters any kind of way. That wasn't happening. And as a result, he set a benchmark for me. And I'm just so thankful to my Heavenly Father for my bonus dad. And then last but not least, Jerome, he is a father, and I want to pay a tribute to Jerome, my husband. It's a second marriage for both of us, and the second time around, I was not going to disappoint my Heavenly Father and not make it last. And so I was very intentional and observant about the people I was dating, and Jerome had two beautiful little girls, 9 and 12, and he got lots of points because of how he fathered them. I didn't have any children, and I didn't have to, you know, enter into drama or okie doke, and there was none. And he is an excellent father, and they are blessed to have him, and I am blessed to have him. And so I'm just thanking God for all of the fathers that were in my life and are in my life, because I still have Jerome. I don't have my biological father or my bonus father, but I have my Heavenly Father, and I have my husband. And to all the fathers, whether biological or not, continue just to set the example, because fatherhood, it all starts with fatherhood, is much, much, much needed in the times in which we live. So with that, happy Father's Day to everyone, and I'll turn the call back over to you.
Amen. That was beautiful, Minister Norwood. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. How your father, amen, when he transitioned, amen, he was not just your father, but he was also your brother in the Lord. Amen. That's beautiful. Amen. And now you have the bonus, amen, your Heavenly Father, who you've always had, and your husband, who is a good father. Amen. What a wonderful testimony. Amen. God bless you. Amen. And thank you so much for sharing. Amen. That was a wonderful way to set us off, saints. Amen. Giving honor and giving tribute. Amen. To our fathers. Amen. That was lovely. Okay. Glory be to God. We're going to switch over here now to the conference call. Give me one second here. Let me open up the lines.
All participants are unmuted.
All right. Bless the Lord. Okay. So if there's anybody who wants to share on your father on this platform, the floor is open.
Good morning. This is Sister Shannon Sproul. I just want to say good morning to everyone, Pastor Bradford and Sister Tanya Norwood, thank you so much. Just want to give honor to God, Abba Father, who is always there for all of us. And I thank him for being my father while I'm on this earth and governing me and all that he does for me. And only thing I can say about my natural father, this is my first year without him. as Father's Day approaches, the Lord's will tomorrow. You know, he's only been gone a few months, and I don't know what to say. I really just don't know what to say because it just feels weird. That's all, because he left four children behind. And each of us are left picking up the pieces and trying to figure out, you know, where do we all go? We're all in different phases of our lives right now. And we're trying to come together and, you know, handle, you know, his business and our lives. And but through it all, I love my father. Without him, I wouldn't be here. I found out through all this, so my lineage on my father's side of the family, and I found out that my great-great-grandmother was a prayer warrior. And I am told that people in the neighborhood would come and give her prayer requests. And she was such a powerful prayer warrior most of the time. Once she prayed, you know, the prayers came to pass, and the prayers of the righteous. And I'm told that my grandmother, which was her daughter, was also a woman of God and a prayer warrior. So I learned that I came from a lineage of prayer warriors on my father's side of the family. And most of my father's side of the family are the ones that know Christ and you know, are saved. I come from a line of pastors in my family. And I found all this out, you know, through my sister. And I was like, wow, I never knew that I had such a legacy of believers. And it made me kind of look at my salvation a little bit differently, to whom much is given, much is required. So the baton has now been passed on to me, because we know that nothing happens by chance. God chose me to be born of this lineage and at this particular time for a reason and for a purpose. And when I thought about that, I said, Shannon, you cannot give up. You must keep going. You must press and press and press, even though you may feel perplexed, misunderstood, or whatever words you want to put in that. But you must go forward at all cost and not drop this baton, because I can hear my grandmother, Mary Sproul, sing. When she used to sing to me, he got the whole world in his hands, and she would look down and say, Shannon, that means you too. And she was the first person that introduced me to Jesus at such a young age. I remember at three, her telling me scriptures and things. So when I thought about that and I think about my natural father, I said, you know, Ronald, I love him. I didn't understand a lot. I still don't. And I don't understand why things had to be the way they are. But I know in Christ we must press forward. We know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them that are called according to his purposes. So I have an Abba Father. I have a Father that I can go to and ask for wisdom, direction, and discernment, and he will comfort and keep my heart. And I hold fast to that. I hold fast to that. And I mean, I latch on to that, because that's the hope that I have. I hope my hope is in Christ. And when I look up to the hills, when I look up right now, as I'm looking up at my window and I see the sky and I look up and I say, Father, I need you today. Strengthen me in the inward parts. Continue to mold and make me into the woman of God that you will have me to be, so that I can go forward and fulfill your plans and your purposes, because I realize it's not about me. It's about my Abba Father. So to all the fathers on the line, I say happy Father's Day. Enjoy your family. Enjoy what the Lord has allowed you to have and get. And you're just going to continue to keep rejoicing. And, you know, a lot of fathers get a bad rap. You know, we don't celebrate fathers the way we do mothers. But as Pastor Alfreda, as Pastor Bradford said, we must celebrate fathers, because without a father, we wouldn't first be here. So we got to give them honor and give them the honor due. You know, I'm thinking about some great fathers that I already know. Michael Weston, Michael Draper, Deacon Tracy, and so many fathers that I have saw over the years who are my brothers in Christ. They are also fathers and great men of character and integrity, and I see how they take care of their families, and it inspires me that Lord's will, maybe one day God will give me my boys, and then I can honor my husband in that same way, if he has children or not. I don't know, but I just, like I said, no matter what, you know, God is everything. God is everything, and he is our ultimate father. And we thank you. Thank you so much. Everybody have a good day.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing, Minister Shannon. Amen. That was very intimate, and we are very grateful for your expressions. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. The floor is still open here. Amen. Because there's no one in Blog Radio with their hand up, so we'll stay here for a minute. Okay. If anyone else desires to share with reflections and honor tribute to their father, amen. Please, amen. Phil, we had our Bishop Lawrence Williams, who was going to come and deliver a message for us today on Father's Day, but we moved him back to next week. Amen. But so that the Lord will have it to go this way today. Amen. So if there's anybody else, amen, please feel free to speak.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Joanne Thurman giving up honor to God, who is my Heavenly Father, and I thank him. I'm coming different because my father gave us a turbulent life. Even though I adored him, he wasn't there for us. I can give him credit for taking us to church, little stair steps, in the early 50s, on getting on the trolley, the 23 trolley, going to the back of the bus. We were dressed immaculately, and he took us to church every Sunday. He sang hymns to us. He opened the door to the hymns that I love so much. He had a beautiful baritone, heavy baritone voice, and he sang hymns. And little did I know that he was going with the pastor's daughter, so maybe that's why he kept us in church. But I wrote a poem for him because he set us down, and I guess he would give us words of wisdom, but I was too little to really understand what he was saying. And the poem that I wrote was called Puffs of Smoke, My Dad. He smoked Camel cigarettes. You sat us down to hear you talk, giving us your thoughts on this life's walks. So little were in life really without a care. I still hear your deep voice, not remembering your words. You were quite then with the message to us you served. I wasn't listening because all I could see was the puffs of smoke floating past me. I liked the way it changed its shape and how smoky the room it would make. So few memories of this man I hardly knew, but memories of the hard times that he put my family through. There's anger here. It didn't have to be that way. Why the lectures in this smoky time of the day? Why did you take time to fill our heads with words? They didn't mean a thing, words I never even heard. A family is a terrible thing to waste when you put your desires ahead of us and leave us in haste and disgrace to live your life as if you were free. The bitter truth is it will never be. You hurt us each in a different way. Shame on you. What more can I say? Choices in your smoky puffs, a love for us, not good enough, but you're forgiven at last. Because even though he wasn't there, he gave me a foundation of knowing Jesus. He introduced me to Christ, even through the turmoil that we went through. He introduced me to my love for him. When you build that firm foundation in a child, It keeps you steadfast and unmovable. It's like the roots of a tree, you know, like planted by beside the still waters, said it won't wither, and you can sway and even through the battles of life, the roots are planted deep. And it was the foundation that even though we had to struggle and our roots and the foundation of what he taught us, taking us to church, built our character. and I can give him that tribute. And that's maybe why God made him my father, because he introduced me to the Heavenly Father, and it made me the woman that I am today. And like I said at the end, he's forgiven, because that gift that he gave me means more to me than missing him all my life. So I say happy Heavenly Father's Day to my father, Arthur Sanders, today. And happy Father's Day to all the fathers on the line. God bless you. Indeed, it's my prayer. Peace and grace.
Amen. That was beautiful, Minister Joanne. Amen. A father who abandoned his children, hurt his children, but here we hear a daughter who has forgiven him. With that love, reading on Puff of Smoke, amen, that was coming, you know, that was real, amen. So you was hurt, you was damaged, but you was forgiven and you was healed. And most of all, the blessing out of that is your father introduced you to your father. my God. It was worth having him as a father, amen, because he introduced you. Amen, to your Heavenly Father, who is your real Father. So that was beautiful. That was really beautiful. Amen. Thank you so much for sharing. Amen. I almost put tears to my eyes. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let us, we're going to take one more, and then we're going to go over to Blog Radio and see if there's, I think I see a hand over there. Amen. Okay, is there anyone else on this that would like to share with reflections on honor tribute to your father on the free, I don't stop saying free conference line, because it's not free. Amen. But on the 385 number. Anyone?
Yes. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning.
Good morning. God bless you, Pastor. God bless everyone on the line. And glory be to God, my Father in heaven, my Abba Father in heaven, my only Father now, and my only Father that I give tribute to at this time, that I love him, he loves me. My dad, well, I had two dads, and my real father, he was a man that, he was a nice man, he was a loving man, he was a man that loved women, he loved women. I can remember as a little girl with my dad. I was born down South Carolina. My mom and my dad is from South Carolina. And we lived with my dad as a little girl. I remember him. And my dad was very, very sharp, very sharp. Oh, when I used to see my dad, I used to think that he was a great, great man. I used to stop my little feet and just run to him, and he used to be a lineman, actually, my father. And my husband was a lineman. That's weird. But my dad was a lineman. My husband is a lineman. Well, was a lineman. And we used to come home on a Friday, I remember, and he used to come home with shoes. Two pairs of shoes, two pair of black pen leather shoes. And he used to ding them in his hands and say, "Where's my little Pinky Minnies?" That's my sister and myself. And he used to have pen leather shoes. I used to love pen leather shoes. I used to always, as a grown woman and a teenager, I used to always have a black pair of pen leather shoes. Well, anyway, my dad never married anyone. He never married anyone. He didn't marry my mom. He had children from other women and everything. And one particular day, I was a young girl, and I had moved. My parents had split up, and my mom moved to New York, Brooklyn, New York. And I had a fight with a young lady, a little girl. I'm fighting, trying to fight her anyway, because I got tired of her. And this particular day I went to go fight her, and I ran her, well, she ran to her mom's office, and when she got into her mom's office, a young man grabbed on to me to stop me from fighting this young lady, and come to find out it was my brother. He looked it just like my dad, but I never knew this young man, and come to find out he had asked me my name, and I told him. Well, anyway, it was my father's child. After finding out who this young man was, and he finding out who I was, and he looked into it, and we looked into it, and come to find out it was my dad's child. My dad's children from other women looked just alike. Just alike, like they had the same parents. Well, anyway, he ended up being my brother for my dad. And my brothers, they look like triplets. And my brother took on to us. And that's the first time I ever used to take us to Manhattan and get a smoothie. That's the first time I ever drank a smoothie. I was like 13 years old. Well, anyway, my father didn't support us as children. He didn't give us money. But the thing that I remember about my dad the most was that he had children from different women. But he taught his children to love one another. And we love one another like we have the same mom and dad. And he taught us a lot of love. That's what he passed on to us, love. Love your brother, love your sister, love people, just love. And my dad passed away. He was about 70 years old. And right now to this day, I miss my dad. I love my dad. And by him not supporting me, I used to get very angry with him because I see my mother had to support us financially. So I guess by my mom leaving, he just got mad and just say, well, you take care of the children or whatever. And I had another stepdad. Well, I had three dads in my life, one biological dad and two stepdads. I had one stepdad from hell, and I had the third stepdad. I met him when I was 13 years old, and he married my mom with 10 children. He had no children, and he married my mom with 10 children, and he stayed with my mom until death do them part, which that I lost him 2 years ago, and sometimes I feel empty because of the fact, like, now I don't have my dad, and My stepdad, he was the one that was there for me when I had babies, when I was sick at night. He took me to the hospital. He was always there for me. Even if I call him, he would answer the phone. He would never say nothing bad about nothing. He would see the good and the bad. And like now, I can't call him. And when I need to talk to him, I call him, and he would talk to me, he would give me advice. He would not tell me what to do, but he would give me advice. And now I don't have that, and I feel very empty sometimes, very empty. You know, my brothers, they are dads. They all are dads. They husbands, and they take very good care of their wives, their children, and all. So my dad tried to do that. My stepdad did. And, like, now that my mom is a, she doesn't have my dad, like, when I used to call my mom to talk to her, she won't answer the phone. And I would call Daddy, and I would say, Daddy, where's Mom at? Your mama is on the phone. You know your mama's on the phone running her mouth. I said, well, Daddy, could you please tell Mama to get the phone? But now, Dad not here. So I can't call dad to tell mom to get the phone. And now mom needs the phone at all. Now mom don't answer the phone. So I can't call daddy no more. So I'm like really, really, I'm still hurting, to be honest with you guys, even though it's been 2 years. I'm still hurting a little bit. That void there is still there. Sometimes I feel angry. Sometimes I feel lonely. Sometimes I feel upset. Sometimes I don't know how to feel. Sometimes I feel angry with my dad because he left. And, you know, having a dad like that is hard. I mean, I'm getting through it. I'm going to make it. But that's just the way I feel. You know, and I ask God to just help me to continue to move on, to take that those feelings away from me. And like I wish all the dads all over the world a happy Father's Day. And I think I heard Shannon saying that we don't celebrate dads like we should and all. And I think because of the fact that, I don't know why, but I see some things, though, because of how dads treat their moms, how dads treat their children, how dads are not there, and how mothers have to struggle with the children, even if the father is in the premises of the home. They still have to work. They still have to come home, cook. They still have to come home, clean. Some in the house, that they still have to pay the bills. They still have to do everything, and that shouldn't stop us from celebrating dads or anything. But I think in a way, a lot of things came to not celebrating dads the way that they should, of some of those reasons. And then you have some men say, well, you don't celebrate me, or you're not my dad, or I'm not your dad, you know, because some people could be mean. Some dads could be really mean. So it shouldn't stop us, but, you know, in some cases, things happen. You know, you hear women talk, and sometimes you hear children talk about their fathers of not being present in the home, or you're not my father, and different little things, but we still love our fathers. Our earthly fathers, you know, our brothers, our nephews, you know, because they all not bad, you know. Even at the same time, moms are bad, you know. All mothers are not celebrated. Some are, but some aren't. But I give tribute to all the fathers all over the earth, whether they good, whether they bad, whether they indifferent, whatever. Happy Father's Day to all the dads, whether they're a preacher or not a preacher. Just happy Father's Day to them. But most of all, I give my Father in heaven, my Abba Father in heaven, Yahweh, my daddy that said that he would never leave me nor forsake me. He would be with me even to the end of the earth. My Father, the only Father that I have, that I can say, Happy Father's Day, Daddy, and Happy Father's Day, Daddy, every single day I celebrate Father's Day with my Father, that's with me, by my side, that's inside of me, knowing when I go through trials and tribulations that he's there to help me. So I say, Happy Father's Day, Daddy, and I love you, and thank you for all that you have done for your daughter, Hattie. In Jesus' name, thank you. Pass it back to you.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for sharing, Deaconess Hattie, on your true father. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. The one, amen, who taught you, amen, how to love, and the other one who was there for you. Amen. And so we bless God. Amen. Thank you for sharing. It's a very intimate moment. We want to do two things. We have seen another hand on Block Radio. I'm going to get that. And then we want to close with anybody's who would like to share whose father, who was there, the father who gave you birth. If there's anyone among us, because I know my father was not there either, my paternal father. But we just want to see if there's anybody unique and special here. We know we heard from Sister Norwood where her foster father was taught her. But the anyone, paternal father, the one who gave you birth, was he there for you? Amen. So we want, if there's anyone there, we would just like to close on that note in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us go over here to Blog Radio. Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
To God be glory. Good morning. To God be glory, honor, and praise in the name of Jesus. Respects to you, Apostle Bradford. Now, this is Sister Kathy calling from Williamsport. And I just want to say, yes, me too. My father was not there. He spent a lot of time in and out of prison. However, when my 1976, my mom got married. And she got married to my stepfather, and my stepfather married my mom with five children. And so then they went on to have three other children down the road. But my stepfather was a stand-up man, and he taught us everything we needed to know, even the girls. He taught us what a man was supposed to be like in our life and how it was that we were supposed to protect ourselves from those that was abusive, you know, men that would come into your life. So he taught us a lot. And we also had my grandfather, because my grandmother passed in 69, and I was only 10 years old then. So we had my stepfather, who was Braxton John Witherspoon. I'm sorry, Braxton John Lockwood. And we also had my grandfather, Jerome Smith. And they both lived in the same house with my mom, but to God be the glory. My long story short, they were both real good and prominent men in our life who taught us everything that we needed to know about life. So I thank and praise God, because when my dad wasn't in my life, he placed those two to be in our lives. And you know, we all turned out pretty good. So I just thank and praise God for that. We have our struggles in life, everyone does, but we did have that base and that ground. And my stepfather would tell us, because we lived two doors away from church, every Sunday we was up and ready to go to church. And he was such a working man. He did construction work. So he taught us a lot about working. And, you know, this is what you ought to do. At one time when I started out, I used to jump from job to job. And he said, you know, at some point you're going to have to stop that. And because you're going to have to let all your paperwork catch up with you. So in that day when you do retire, you won't be all over the place. And so, and he was right. And I just thank and praise God, because God placed both of those men in our lives. I thank and praise my Heavenly Father for absolutely everything. And I love God with everything that's in me. I love him more than I love myself. And I just want to wish all of the men, whether you are stepfather, a biological father, grandfather, whoever you are as a dad, happy Father's Day to you. I honor you, and to God be the glory. Press on, especially to my brother here, Brother Tyrone Reed. To God be the glory. I appreciate Brother Tyrone as a Christian man, and I thank and praise God for each and every one on the line. Thank you for hearing me this morning. God bless.
Thank you for sharing on this morning. Amen. And to God be praised. Amen. It's beautiful. We want to thank God for this intimate moment. Beloved, amen. Before we take the last tribute, one thing I want to say about the majority of us with this, the father being absent, etc., that is spiritual warfare. It's spiritual warfare, because the blessing of the father is really what develops, maintains, and blesses the children. The Bible speaks about it. You know, our Caucasian brothers and sisters know that. That's why the men hang in there. Amen. The other, you know, influences, they know that. But in the black community, beloved, especially during the days when most of us was coming up, if a woman was on welfare to support her children, because she had to, you know, make a way, they would prohibit the man from even being in the house. See, they would even produce, that was the only way she qualified. So now the man would have to hide from the system, and they would force the man out to go live somewhere else. This is satanic warfare from the beginning. See, the curse on the family and all races, but especially in the black race, and it goes back to the time of slavery. Okay, we know where the husband and the wife was forced to be separate. The wife was having babies for the master. I mean, you know, this thing is really deep rooted. Okay, so you know, we're not angry. We might be angry, but if we are angry, God is healing us. Amen. And we're beginning to see the big picture. But just know that, amen, this is spiritual warfare, and it's time for us, the curse, to be broken. And thank God for the men that hang around, amen, and know what it means to be a man. And thank God for any man, amen, stepfather, godfather, uncle, brother, whoever, amen, who stepped in, amen, to be, amen, that man in the family. It makes a difference. It makes a difference. Can a woman raise a family by herself? She's been doing it for years. Does it make a difference? Yes, absolutely it makes a difference when a man is around. See? And the devil knows that. Amen. But we thank God. So even when the man is not around, amen, when we know Jesus, the man is around. Amen. Glory be to God. So let us take one more. Thank you, Minister Kathy. God bless you. Anyone else? First of all, let's see if we can answer that question. And we did hear with the men, Sister Tanya shared with us, amen, about her foster father and Sister Hattie's stepfather. Okay, and we want to thank God, glory, and for Sister Kathy. Okay, so I'm just curious, is there anyone here whose paternal father hung in there and was a real dad? Just wondering for those of us who's on the line today. And we know we don't. Go ahead. Yes, the floor is open.
Good morning. This is Sister Aquanetta. My dad hung in. I was born in 53. My father was already in the Air Force at that time. So in the beginning of life, we only saw our dad like every 4 years. But you know, he would be stationed somewhere. But when he came to Philly, it was a big deal. We had to jump up out the bed. We knew what time the plane was coming. We had to get to my grandmother's, no matter what time, and be there when he got there. So that's how it always was. So until about 10 years ago, it was a break. And then I started seeing why it was a break. And I called my dad up one day, and I said, you know, Dad, there's a break, and the person is breaking us, and it's not fair to you and I. And I know you love me. You know I love you. So we can't let people break us up. And from that day on, every year I would go see my dad. And I was staying, and now our bond is like real close. But when you said, was there anybody that hung in there? I'm about to cry. My dad has long time, and he has a dad. But he remembers me because we reconnected, and we got our bond together, and we got this joke. Nothing's going to keep us together, not even God, because God's going to make sure we're together. And even with Alzheimer's, he will call and he'll say, hey, babe, how you doing? I'm like, all right, you working? No, Dad, I don't work. I'm older. Well, how are you living? Do you need money? You know, and that touches me due to the fact, like, you remember me and you still remember to be a dad. Like, okay, do you need anything? Then we got to the point where I wouldn't take anything from him. And he says, well, I'll just give you a blessing. So every month, $100 come in the mail, and it's a blessing because I wouldn't take money from him. So what I do with the blessing is I look for something to put in my house. So, okay, I got two lamps. To the family, they're just two lamps. But, no, that's the blessing. I bought a vacuum, a thing to clean the floor. That's a blessing. So all of that is so I will always have my memory because I don't know where my dad's going to go. He called the other day. He was cracking jokes on the phone. And he never laughed. He was so busy being a parent. He was a black man in the service, young. I remember being on base because they didn't even count us as people on the base. They used to crack jokes about us being black. So he had to hold it up, you know. So that's why he had these different phases with him. But after I understood it, I understood that he had a big heart. He wasn't the mean giant that I thought he was. He had to protect us from the people, you know. So we was always the black family. Us was always white. We were always the black family. So because we were always the black family, you know, they didn't even call us people until what, in the late 60s, 70s? They still don't really count us. But because of that, that's why he had that roughness. But I want to thank God because now, in all times, Dad has the spirit of laughter. So he laughed. I mean, a big, hearty laugh. And I told my sister, I said, you know, we are blessed to hear Dad laugh. And even though she was adopted, but that's my sister, even though it's bad, I would truly say, he didn't treat her different than he treated me. Because when we talk about growing up, we grew up the same way. He gave us a foundation. He'll say, yeah, girl, you act like me. And he'll look at her and say, yeah, girl, you act like me. And we laugh about it because he gave us value. He just did so much. And so that's why when I talk about my dad, I always get to be a crybaby because I thank God for the healing. I just do. I just thank him for the healing. Because there was a time I didn't want to hear his voice because I was angry about somebody else intervening. But now I'm learning to pray for the person. So I thank God for that. And just thanking God for having my dad. And I always tease him when I say, I got two dads. He said, well, I ain't never met the other one. I said, Dad, I got God first and then you. And I was blessed with both of them. So that's my story, and giving God all glory and praise. And just thanking him. Just being so grateful for him. And for the healing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Bless the Lord, amen. Thank you, amen. Minister Aquinetta, amen, for sharing with that, amen. And we feel the love, and we thank God for you, and thank God for your father, amen. Very, very, very intimate. Okay, we're going to close on this note. We have a man that want to share with
us this morning. One second.
Yes.
I forgot, excuse me, I apologize. I forgot about my husband. My husband is a father, and I want to get you to my husband, which that he is a wonderful, great, great father. To Mike, he married me with 5 kids, and he take care of my 5 kids. He has 2 children of his own. He has a girl and a boy, and he has 2 grandchildren. And there's nothing in the world he wouldn't do for his children, his grandchildren, and my grandchildren. And he's very, very good at that. He's a very good provider and a dad to all of them. And I thank God for him. Of being a great father. because he take care of his kids as well as he take care of mine. He doesn't make a difference out of the children or the grandchildren. So I want to thank God for having a man like that, a husband like that, a father like that. And the children love him. And I just thank God for a father that is a provider for his love and finances. So I give tribute to David Cooper in Jesus' name. Thank you for letting me come back on. Thank you. I forgot. Father, forgive me.
Amen. Bless the Lord. We give tribute to David, David Cooper. God bless you. Amen. Thank you for putting that in. Amen. Sister Joanne, was you saying something before we take our last speaker? Yes.
Yes. I had I just wanted to really thank God for Mr. Reed, Tyrone Reed on the line, who buried his father just a few days ago. And just to give him tribute for how he always is there for us. And I had wrote a poem for him called He Got It From His Father. And I just wanted to share it with the partners for him as a tribute to him for Father's Day, if that's okay.
Sure.
It's called He Got It From His Father, Mr. Reed. I only met him once in the supermarket we were in. He was tall and quite good looking, with a kindness from within. I could see how much he loved you by the way he looked at you. The pride in his eyes showed a father's affection with care that was oh so true. You were a doting son over him, making sure he was okay. The tenderness between the two of you, you don't see that much today. What a good son I know you were, the lineage from good breeding. 'Cause look at you now, Mr. Reed, in this race you're leading. He must have put a lot of time into making this man you are. 'Cause when I think of what you're always giving, you are a superstar. So devoted, warm, and caring, a friend with great regards, never tiring, always on the go, the keep that you were charged, friendship, kindness, compassion, just to name a few, must have come through your father's love, his directing all for you. There's so much I could say on how you impact my life. Others, as they count on you, you're there, even through sickness, pain, and strife. One in a million, a blessing you are to everyone. I know that all that humanity in you is a gift from your father, his son. And that's to you, Mr. Reed, because I love you. Peace and grace.
Amen, amen. Grace and peace be multiplied. Amen. That was beautiful. Minister Joanne, I'm glad you had an opportunity, amen, to share that, and we have that on the record, amen, and on the replay, and the beautiful, amen. Thank you, amen. Bless the Lord, amen. All right, saints, amen. We want to hear from our brother Jerome Reed, amen. He wants to share, amen, on his father, amen. We thank God for this man of God, amen. We know that he's a man of few words here, and he's speaking today, so we want to hear what he has to say, amen. So we will, amen, take him, and in a second, let me open up his line. Okay, give me one second.
Pastor Bradford?
Yes.
Oh, yes, so Jerome is going to speak, and I just want to say this one thing about my father-in-law before Jerome speaks. So Jerome and I were dating, and a second time around, and the fruit doesn't fall far from the tree, and so I needed to insert myself to see what I was getting into, so I invited myself to the Midwest, and it was a father and mother in the home, and the father and mother were talking to each other, and the father and mother, like, loved each other. I had to go back a second time to make sure I saw that that was for real, and my father-in-law He was a good man. He was a provider. And I look at my husband sometime and I see my father. My twin sister said recently, Jerome looks just like his dad. I'm like, I know. And he is a good man. Truly the fruit did not fall far from the tree. And I thank God for the example that dad set for Jerome. And so Jerome is going to share about his father.
Amen.
First of all, it's
good morning, brother.
Good morning, family.
Good morning.
It's funny to hear my name. It's funny to hear my name Jerome because I'm known as Tanya's husband. So it's funny to say my name Jerome. My dad was a very unique man. He left a legacy. So for all those out there, make sure you leave a legacy because my father, but my mother, she was a beautiful lady. In fact, here's a little story for me. When I was in high school, somebody said, who's that? I said, that's my mother. And they said, really? That's your mother? My mother's a very attractive woman. I didn't know that coming up as a child because she spank us. my dad was a unique individual. He met my mother and said, you sure got pregnant quick. And here I am today, 66 years later, grandfather. My father was a great provider. He was also a man that loved the Lord. I'll give you an example. I didn't know this as a child, but he provided every Friday he would buy groceries. Oh, God. Every Friday, okay? Didn't realize the impact of that until I got to college when I met a man who didn't have a father, and he came to visit us. He's like, oh, my God, you got a real dad. So as you go through life, you know what a real dad is. So when you see a real dad, encourage him to stay a real dad because my dad was a good-looking guy. Okay? He never had an affair. When my father and mother, when I was five, we lost a baby sister. She died when she was one. This was 1960. They didn't have agencies and agencies like we know today to help people. So my mother had an affair. A child was born, my little sister Andrea. My father raised Andrea like it was his own child. He loved Andrea more than he loved me. He said, make sure you love your sister. Take her to ballet lessons. Make sure you drive. Always love her. So my dad was a man who forgave my mother. Wow. I said, they didn't make a movie out of that dad. A lot of people would be shocked. Okay. My dad was a property owner. He left a legacy. He had a will, and because of the impact, he said, I'm going to get a revocable trust. So he met a lawyer and got a revocable trust. I'm the trustee. So to say that people still know him, there's still some tenants who know my dad. My dad died. The service was long. There was no need for the pastor to speak because he had so many testimonies from tenants, lawyers, accountants, bankers, other property owners who spoke. I'm a grandfather today, and my goal is to leave a legacy to my youngest grandson named Joshua. I know there's a God because my grandson named Joshua, we pray. My father knows, son, I know you're going to be praying. He told me that. I know you're always going to be praying because I'm a praying man because the word of God says a man should always pray. So I pray for my wife every morning before I start my day. I pray for my wife first. And let me close with this. My name is, again, when you call me, always call me Tanya's husband because your name Jerome is a funny thing. I'm known as Tanya's husband. Take care, family, and remember, God loves you. Amen.
Wow. What a note to close on, beloved. Amen. We got our request. Amen. We got our request. Amen. We asked, was there anyone out there? And here, amen, it took a brother, amen, Minister Jerome, amen, to share, amen, on that wonderful note, how he had a real daddy, amen, glory be, who taught him how to be a real daddy, amen. So we want to bless the Lord for this beautiful time of sharing among one another. I'm telling you, I'm just heartfelt. Glory be to God. And for those of us, amen, who does, Brother Jerome and others know what it means to have a father's love. But if you never had a father's love, amen, Jesus, amen, can fill that emptiness. Sometimes we feel abandoned. Our self-esteem is damaged. We're hurt. But we want to bless the Lord that when our mother or our father forsake us, then the Lord will take us up. Happy Father's Day, amen, to one and to all. Amen. May it be a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful weekend. Amen. That whatever you do, you have Jesus on your mind and reflections. Amen. Think on the good. Think on the good. Amen. Even in the worst of fathers, everybody was able to share something good about that man. Amen. And most of all, amen, remember our real Father, Jesus Christ. If you're listening today and you have never received Jesus Christ in your heart as Lord and Savior, we want you to know that you can experience a real father-daughter, father-son relationship through our Heavenly Father. So we invite you, amen, to invite Jesus Christ into your heart as Lord and Savior, amen, and let him be your God, and you submit at his as his child, and he will take care of you even better than what a natural father is ever able to do. Amen. We bless the Lord. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Amen. God bless you, Brother Norwood. Amen. Minister Norwood. Amen. Minister Norwood. Glory be to God. Jerome and Tanya. Amen. A lovely couple. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for sharing. That really, really sealed our service today. Amen. To hear that. Amen. And to close with that honor and tribute. In Jesus' name. All right. It's going to be a good weekend, whatever you do. Amen. Speaking about Father's Day, my nephew is getting married today. Amen. So I'm going to a wedding today. Glory be to God and thanking God for my stepfather, which I'll have an opportunity to spend time with him on today during the wedding and the reception. All right. So God bless you. Thank you for serving this week, everyone. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. Love you, love you, love you. Lord's willing, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock for our 12 o'clock service. We want to have, I'm not sure about the Holy Communion tomorrow. Be prepared anyway. We'll see what the Holy Spirit says. And we'll be back on Monday, Lord's willing. Same time, same place, same station. Giving God praise, giving God glory, giving God honor. I want to close on this song, amen, glory be to God. But first of all, Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Father, we ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, sorrow, premature death. Father, we honor all the fathers, those who never, some fathers couldn't be a father because they didn't have a father. They didn't know, Father, because they didn't know. They had bad examples, bad role models. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for all the men. Thank you for all the men. Thank you for all the fathers. Father, thank you. Thank you for those who are being fathers now. Father, young fathers. Father, striving. My son-in-laws, Father, they're good fathers. Father, help them and all the fathers around the globe. And we say thank you. Thank you, Father, for your salvation that provides help and remedy to not only the fathers, but the mothers too. We say thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation, and we seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Just want to close on this song right here. It's called Never On My Own. For those of you who never knew a father, never had a father, amen, glory be to God, still longing for a daddy, amen, just want you to know that you are never, amen, those of you who daddies have gone home, most of our fathers are dead and gone, amen, but we are never on our own. God bless you, and have a good weekend. Love you.
Yeah.